Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But pleased to be joined now on the Fan Hotline by our friend from NFL Network, Judy Batista. Good morning, Judy. How are you doing these days? It feels like maybe we're sort of getting on the other side of something in some parts of the country, but then I guess we'll find out a lot from the testing that's going on around the league in the next few days.
Well, first of all, good morning. But yeah, I agree with you. I think we're going to find out a lot over these next few days as the test results come in. You know, the veterans just started reporting yesterday, so the first round of tests just started. So it'll be a few days. But yeah, I think we're going to get a much better look at what they're facing once we get those results.
Judy, would you expect already, like, a list is trickling in? There are, what, a handful of New England Patriots players who have opted out. How long would you expect that list to grow here over the weekend?
I have to be honest, I was surprised by how many have already opted out. I did not expect that many, especially this early, because we don't even know when the deadline is yet, because they have to actually sign the amended agreement between the union and the league. So we're still at least a week out from what the deadline day will be. You know, I was surprised yesterday by how many. So I suspect there will be more. I don't know how many more. I think the Patriots situation is probably a little bit unique. They, you know, they have a veteran roster. Those guys have made some money, you know, in their careers, and, you know, they've had obviously a tremendous level of professional success. And so I think they're probably the ones who opted out are at a different stage of their careers, right? I mean, they've accomplished a lot. They've probably got some money in the bank. They probably have a different view on playing this season than I would say most guys in the league do. It's a, you know, I am sure a very difficult decision for players that they're battling with right now.
Judy Batista of NFL Network with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let me go back to the idea of the testing that's going on this week, Judy, and just I guess what the NFL may have learned in the last, like much of the sports world has learned over the last few days after watching the Marlins saga play out across Major League Baseball, but also what they may have learned from the sports that are taking place in a bubble, even if the NFL isn't, and what they look at, I guess, is sort of acceptable numbers. I know they want to get under 5% so that they can start to dial back from daily testing, but what are they prepared for as far as how high the numbers could get upon initial intake anyway?
Well, they have already told the teams to be prepared for numbers that may be, as one person put it, uncomfortable. There may be a lot on the intake side of it, because let's face it, guys are coming in from all over the country. You don't know how careful they've been. You don't know what the situation is in their local communities. So they are prepared for, I think, you know, a sort of a startling number of positive tests that are going to come out of these tests this week. But then the hope is that once everybody's in the protocol and they're being tested daily and, you know, they're at the facility where they're going to be very careful and they are getting the message about personal responsibility, like you have to be really careful about where you go. You cannot go to clubs. You can't go to restaurants and eat indoors. You know, all of the things that the public is being told too. The hope then is that once they're in that then the numbers will come down. But look, there's no question they have watched closely what's happened in Major League Baseball over the last few days with the Marlins. That's part of the reason, frankly, not to be too crass about this, but During the offseason, you heard a lot of people in the NFL say they wanted the other leagues to start up, particularly Major League Baseball, because they wanted to see what happened and they wanted to learn from what they go through. They're all learning from each other. This is obviously all uncharted. They're all watching each other and all trying to learn from each other and get tips on how to handle things. And certainly the Marlins situation, I mean, it obviously is terrible for them and for Major League Baseball, but, you know, it's certainly a cautionary tale for everybody else.
You know, it's fine. I was going to just ask you that same thing, Judy. Is that actually, and you don't want to wish ill on anybody, but is what's happening with the Marlins actually good for the NFL and others, and that they can, that's something they can point to? You know, instead of people saying, look, this might happen, you can actually point to it and say, this did happen, and you guys have to behave.
Yeah, I mean, look, even just talking to coaches over these first few days as guys are starting to come into the facilities, you hear the message, it's going to be about discipline, personal responsibility. Like, that is going to be a theme that coaches are going to hammer when they talk to players about your behavior, not just inside the facility, but especially outside the facility. Your behavior is going to affect the entire team, right? I mean, we're seeing what happened with the Marlins. If, you know, if what happened here is that, you know, people went out and got infected and then it spread throughout the team and now the team is shut down for a week. I mean, that is the perfect, they could, coaches can point to that and say, this is what could happen. This could happen. Baseball is the most analogous to the NFL because they're not in the bubble. But, you know, all of the leagues are all watching all of the teams. They're watching the leagues that played in Europe that got through their seasons. They're going to watch, you know, the NBA, although they are in the bubble. They're all watching each other, but certainly the situation that baseball goes through are the most instructive for the NFL because they are not in the bubble. They're going to play in home parks. They're traveling. So what happens there is what the NFL is going to be learning from.
NFL Network's Judy Batista with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's go back to the idea of opt-outs for just a moment, if we can, Judy, and the idea that the guys who are most, I guess, financially prepared to opt out and only live a year on what could be a fraction of their salary are veteran guys, guys like Dante Hightower, for example, or Patrick Chung, for example, and there are other examples across the league bubbling to the surface yesterday. When we're also in the midst of a season where veterans could be more important than ever because you don't have as much practice time or face-to-face instruction time or exhibition games to be played to get rookies and new additions up to speed, could this create – I mean, we're already expecting a rusty or sloppy brand of football the first couple of weeks in because of a lack of exhibition games, as I mentioned, but now it could be even more amplified?
Yeah, I mean, look, in the case of the Patriots, there's no question they lost a lot on defense anyway. The defense was the powerful part of their team last year. They lost a lot on defense just in free agency. Now they've lost, I mean, Dante Hightower is the quarterback of that defense, a very important piece. So, yeah, I mean, that's obviously a setback for the Patriots. There's no question that teams that have the most continuity on the roster and coaching staff, systems, those teams are well ahead this year. They are clearly ahead as the season starts because there's been no off-season program. There's not going to be that many padded practices. There's no preseason games. It's going to be very hard for undrafted free agents, lower draftees to make a roster in the first place. And it's extremely difficult if you're, for instance, a rookie quarterback. This is an extremely difficult year for you to try to get up to speed and get ready to play. I think we all expect, you know, Joe Burrow is going to play, but woof, what a set of circumstances for him. So, yeah, I think you're going to see the difference between, you know, teams that have a great deal of continuity, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the New Orleans Saints, teams that are intact, have not changed coaches, have the same system, the same quarterbacks. Those teams certainly have a leg up, but also something you referenced, I think everybody expects that the first few weeks of games are probably going to be a little sloppy.
But, Judy, looking ahead, and we see Joey Bosa, good for him, getting paid a lot of money, mm-hmm. a ridiculous amount of money, and other players continue to get paid here, and yet we see what's happening with the salary cap, where the income is going to be down this year. What's going to happen here moving forward? Because you mentioned continuity with the veteran teams, but it's looking like some teams, like the Steelers, won't be able to hang on to all of their veterans with the salary cap situation looming that we hear about.
Yeah, look, it is going to be tough, right? I mean, first of all, we don't know exactly how much the cap will drop because so much depends on what revenue is like this year, and that depends a great deal on how many fans can go to games across the country. We just don't know the answer to that yet. But we know there's going to be a drop, and it's going to be a big drop. They have agreed, the union and the league have agreed to how to smooth that over a little bit. But there are clearly going to be there's going to be a lot of work for the salary cap managers of every team that, to try to keep the guys that you really want to keep. We know that they can work salary cap magic, but this is a tough time because the people who are getting the big contracts that Joey Bosa has earned, but that contract has to be structured with the knowledge that, you know, over the next few years, the cap is certainly not going to be where we thought it was going to be 6 months ago. You know, it'll help when the new television, the new media deals come online in a year, but certainly the salary cap is not going to grow the way everybody thought it was going to grow when they were negotiating this new CBA. There's going to be a lot of work for teams to try to keep veteran players on the roster who they want to keep.
Judy Batista of NFL Network, always great to have you join us. Judy, thanks so much for the time on and what is just a crazy, busy, but also probably a pretty enlightening week for the National Football League. Hopefully we get lots of good news this week and we're able to push forward towards some semblance of training camp over the next few weeks. Thanks again for the time.
My pleasure, guys. Good to talk to you.
Judy Batista of NFL Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.